All right, it's that time. It's time for Living the Good Life right here on TenTalkNetwork.com. And we are Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister bringing you the Word of God today and some great music. Some great lively chat with Betty and Megan, who will be coming along soon from Indiana. So for all of you out there today in the Tampa Bay area, it's kind of a dreary day. But hey, it's the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. At least we're not sitting in 10 feet of snow. So that's always a good thing, right? So for all of you, we hope God is giving you a wonderful Sunday afternoon, and we're glad you're tuning in to Living the Good Life, because we're going to talk about the Lord as we do week after week right here in our 11th year on this station at this time. And always so excited to be right here bringing the Word of God, great music, and a lot of good times here on Living the Good Life. So there's been a lot going on this week in a lot of people's lives. We've had a lot of prayer requests coming in on our prayer line. Don't ever forget it. We'll talk about it more later. You can write down this email address if you have a pen, prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Easy to remember, prayers@bohmglobal.com. So you have that address so you can use it anytime, 24/7, 365. Betty, who will be along in a minute, will pick that up, that prayer request up, or Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, or Shell, one of them will pick it up and will write a prayer request out to the whole team, and they will be praying. We will all be praying together for your need. We've seen tremendous answers to prayer through the years. All the time, God is answering prayer, so we want you to have that address written down someplace. Give it out. You can give it out to friends. You can give it out to people at work. Whoever you want to do, whoever you want to give it to. And we just encourage you to use it, because the more we pray together for needs, the better it is. And the answers come. And they come as a result of this prayer of agreement that we do. So we want you to use that prayer line email address anytime. And so we are excited about getting into the Word today. We're still in our series, Who Is He? And it's going to be a great day as we talk about some real intricacies of who He is. And it will, I believe, it'll bless you, and it'll bring renewed hope and enthusiasm to you for your spiritual life. That's what it's all about. Our goal always on this show is to help you understand the relationship that God has with each of us, and that He wants to have with you and your friends, relatives, everybody around you. Is that Betty? Did you just call in, or is that Megan?
This is Betty.
Hey, Betty. Good to talk to you. It's been a while. Haven't talked to you for a few days. Yes.
I know. You've been down in that Texarkana area.
I have been in Texas. Yes, I have, with my son Mark and his beautiful wife Candy and the new baby Joel Chase, and having a wonderful time being a nana and just spoiling that little boy rotten, Betty. Just spoiling him rotten like you do your grandkids, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's the best kind of spoiling is.
Right?
The
Yep. It's always great to be there. And it's good that we have these opportunities to be with family, especially around the holidays. It's always great to spend that time. And I was just telling the audience, Betty, how much we enjoy coming on the air week after week to share the good news of the gospel with everybody who listens, whether it's live or later on podcasts or on the weekend on Starcom Radio Network. Our shows are played again at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. A lot of opportunities for people to hear the Word. Why would they want to do that? Why would they want to take advantage of this?
Well, I believe that the word gives us strength. It gives us encouragement, especially with some of the things that are going on in our own lives. I believe that what we're going to talk about today is the Holy Spirit and how he strengthens us and gives us encouragement to go on, you know, because, you know, the race isn't finished yet, Pastor.
It is not.
We've got a ways to go, but I tell you, the Word of God is life.
You know, it is, Betty. I don't know how people live. We often say this on the show, but I don't know how people get through life without God in their life, without a personal relationship with him, without the Word encouraging them, because we all have so many disappointments and things that happen to us that could be totally devastating if we didn't have God in our lives.
Well, you're so right, because it gives us that spark. It gives us that charge that we need to get through the everyday things that the enemy tries to throw at us.
Exactly.
And he gives us the opportunity to know him on a personal basis, and I know that we're going to get in more in depth in that in just a few minutes.
Oh, we are. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and this series. I'm really looking forward to it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you in advance for what you're going to do right now in the next couple hours. We thank you, Lord, for those that will pop in and listen, those that will listen later on, those that will catch it on the podcast or on the weekend. Lord, we just thank you for every listener, wherever they are around this globe. And we thank you that the airwaves permit us to be able to get the Word of God out there week after week, consistently and faithfully. Lord, it's a joy to be right here in this chair. It's a joy to be able to declare the Word of God and to pray for our listeners and to give words of her encouragement and hope to a hurt and dying world, which we know so many people are hurting, Lord. And so we just ask your blessing on the Word today, on the music, on all that we do and say on this show. Let it be a blessing to our listeners. And we thank you for your anointing in advance. Wow. Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen. We had a wonderful service this morning at Beacon of Hope, Betty. And I'm geared up and I'm ready for a great show.
Oh, awesome. Well, I tell you what, you know, even though the miles separate us, you know that the Holy Spirit, there's no distance
right.
that can keep him separated from us. And I'm so honored and blessed to be able to be on the radio and to be able to share God's word with our listeners.
Amen. And it's a blessing to have you and your daughter, Megan, who will be on pretty soon. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. Love this song. Couple years old, but boy, it just never gets old for me. I just love this song. Play it a lot.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. You're
the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the
praise God. We worship the holy name of Jesus and we bless him today. And you know, Betty, I think a lot of people are so reticent, slow to out loud praise God. I noticed this in a lot of people and have for many, many years that they are really good about cheering at ball games, but they're not really good at cheering God and praising God. And this is something I think we all need to be aware of. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. That song just comes from Psalms 103 where David says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And we need to emphasize how important it is to praise God and bless his name. You know what I mean?
Oh, heavens, yes. You know that you and I and the soon coming on Megan.
Yes.
We have a very vocal way.
Yes, we do.
But you know, all throughout the Bible, in Psalms, from Genesis to Revelation, it says, shout unto God.
Shout, yes.
And shout, that doesn't mean hallelujah. That means shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Say it from deep within. And I used to be bashful, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, when it came to praising God, I did it within my own way, you know.
Right.
Just a very silent, very...
And a lot of people are like that, and I know that.
Not vocal, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But when it comes to being in your own prayer closet where you pray or where you talk to God, whether it be in your room, your car, the bathroom, outside, wherever you praise God, he hears it.
He does.
No matter if we whisper, no matter if we hear it and just feel it within our heart, or we can shout at the top of our lungs, God knows that we love him. But you know what? He inhabits the praises of
his
people.
Oh, he loves
it.
Yes. He loves it when we praise him. And a good way for people to learn to do that is to go outside in your backyard and nobody's around. Or in your case, Betty, that works. 34 acres up there. You can just shout your praises out loud and nobody's hearing you except all the animals.
Amen.
But, you know, really, I think a lot of people just miss out on the blessings so often because they are kind of bashful or afraid to open their mouth and praise God. And God wants us to be vocal. He wants us to be. And speaking of vocal, you have a very vocal daughter who just joined us online.
I have to agree.
All right, Megan.
Hi.
Hi, Big Mouth. Hey, Big Mouth.
Hey, Big Mac, Big Mouth.
I know. Well, all three of us fit into that category. But we just, when we get together, which we don't get to very often, but when we do, we just praise God and have a good old church time, don't we?
We do. We get wild.
Yeah, we
wild
do.
Wild for the Lord.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yes.
It lifts our spirits and it enlightens our moods, and it just changes the atmosphere.
Okay, it changes the atmosphere. Point number one today, as we praise God, as we get vocal about who he is for us, as we take it seriously, our relationship with him, and that he tells us, I want you to praise me. I want you to. Otherwise, the rocks are going to have to praise me, you know? And God speaks through Jesus. He speaks through the prophets and the psalmist David in particular. You know, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. We're coming up on Thanksgiving radio shows next couple weeks. And it has everything to do with thanking God with our mouth, not just with an attitude down in our heart, but with our mouths. Talk to us, Vocal Megan.
I'd be glad to talk about that.
Okay.
That is one thing that I love to do, and that's praise the Lord. And the more I get to do it, I'm in such a better place.
Right.
And it's where I feel closest to him.
Right.
And, you know, I am very vocal, especially when I am singing. And I, just like at church this morning, I just absolutely love to be in his presence.
Yes.
and praise him and show him how much.
Yes.
That I appreciate everything that he does for me.
Right.
That's my time with him. And I've gotten to do it so much more the last couple of weeks. And it's just, it makes me want to tear up, because that's when that I can feel his presence the greatest, because I'm devoting my time solely to him.
Exactly. Well, that goes right along with what we're going to talk about today, the Holy Spirit, the arrival, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the arrival of the Holy Spirit, and what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. And I tell you, you want to feel God, you want to feel his presence, start praising him. Betty, talk to us.
Oh, you know, that could not be more true. I know my thing is when I'm praising God, it's like, well, why don't you have others joined? Not together as a group, but, you know, we're separated by 1,000 miles. And
right.
With you, Pastor, and Megan, it's 500. And I know people are saying, why does she keep sending me these songs? Lady, knock it off.
No. We love it when you send songs.
What I want to do is to share my joy.
Right.
My time with God,
yeah,
is so precious, you know, with the days that, you know, lie ahead, is that I want to share that joy. I want everyone to feel the joy that I have when I'm praising the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And what better way to do it than through our mouths, singing praises with our lips, with our lungs, with every part of our being, is singing praises to God, telling him. And I do a lot of this. I do a lot of asking, but anymore I'm doing a lot of thanking him.
That's exactly right.
Him for what he's done and what he's going to do.
Absolutely. You know, today's show about the Holy Spirit is so important that we all grasp this concept. You want more of the presence of God in your life? Here's what we're saying, and we're starting out with this point. Point number one today. Learn to praise God and to learn to do it vocally. Even if you just start by doing this in your home, privacy of your home, or your workshop, or your garage, or mowing your yard, or running your sweeper, that's the way I began. And whatever it is, it doesn't matter, because God wants to hear your praises. And what that does when you start to praise God is it gets your head out of your problems, gets your mind on the greatness of God. Talk to us, Megan.
Oh, you know, you can be in the worst of circumstances, and if you just turn the radio on, I guarantee you 100% there's going to be a song come on.
Right.
It's going to minister to you.
Yes.
And it's going to bring you to a point where you're like, oh, wow, Lord, you're speaking to me through this song.
Right.
And he does that.
Oh.
And, you know, and sometimes it catches you off guard. It's like me, I'm driving around and the radio's on, and it's like, oh, what? You have to play that song on the radio because the tears just flow.
Right.
And it's not out of sadness. It's just that you feel his presence.
Yes.
Come on, that strongly.
Yes. Yes.
And he's ministering to you in that moment. And so that the power of praise,
mm-hmm,
is so great.
Right.
Because he is acknowledging your love for him, and then he's acknowledging you with his love.
Oh, absolutely. And so as we bring this down to practicality here today on this show, we're going to practically talk about why the Holy Spirit is so important in your life. And this is the first point. Because as we begin to praise Him, the Holy Spirit, the Lord says, if you draw close to Him, He draws close to you. And that's what happens. Betty, talk to us.
Well, once you begin to vocalize your admiration for God, something changes.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? What is it?
I think it's a change of heart.
Yeah, it is.
It takes your stinking thinking away.
Uh-huh.
And it takes your sadness, replaces it with joy.
Oh, yeah.
Gladness. It's one of those things where we choose to praise God.
Yes.
Because that's what we do.
Yes.
Because that's what brings Him glory. That's what brings Him, and I always tell the grandkids, I said, when we do something good, like praising God, it makes Jesus happy.
Oh, it does.
And if you want to get down practical, it makes Jesus happy when we praise Him. And because He knows, okay, now I've got your attention. You're entering into my presence, and this is where I can minister to you. This is where I can talk to you. This is where it's just you and me time. Just me and you, Baylou, just me and you. Let's hash some things out. Let's talk about what happened, you know, during the week. Let's pray. Let's just continue to talk to one another. And that means so much to me, is being able to devote that kind of time to the one who set me free.
Oh, absolutely. I want to draw our attention to Luke 10:19, where Jesus says that I have given you authority, that's all of us, over the devil, basically. I've given you authority to tread upon, and that word in the original Greek means trample down. Tread upon serpents and scorpions, and it meant evil words and evil actions. I've given you, Jesus said, authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. And then he says, and I'm reading in the Message Bible, not what you do for God, but what God does for you. That's the agenda for rejoicing. And not about that, oh, I can preach a great sermon or I can sing a beautiful song. It's not about us. It's not about what we do. In Luke 10:20, it says, not what you do for God, but what God does for you. That's the agenda for rejoicing. And then I love verse 21. It just reminded me, what one of you was saying something here a minute ago that reminded me of this, where Jesus, at that, Jesus rejoiced exuberant in the Holy Spirit. And he said, thank you, Father, Master of heaven and earth, that you hid these things from the know-it-alls, but you showed them to those innocent newcomers. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. I love that verse, because when Jesus talked about our authority that we have, and that we have authority to trample on the evil works and the evil deeds of the enemy, then he got all happy about it and started rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. Talk to me about that, Betty, before we go to John chapter 14.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. There is nothing that gives me more pleasure than to kick the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Back to where he belongs.
Right.
And I do it not for myself, but I do it for anyone I pray for, is that God gives us the power, the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, people, lives in us.
Romans 8:11. Yes.
Can you imagine the power
that
we have once we grasp onto it, once we get a hold of the power, the strength, the encouragement, and the hope? Now, that's power, people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some people think of electricity or whatever, but the Holy Spirit recharges us.
Oh, yeah,
regenerates us. He gives us the ability to face whatever it is, because the Bible says He will never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit is always with us. He's a gentleman. He's our provider.
Yeah.
He's our everything.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important. And there's 10,000 reasons. reasons, just like that song said.
Yes.
10,000 reasons for my heart to sing.
Woo! Amen. Talk to us, Megan, before we go to this next song.
Well, you know, because of the power of God, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to break strongholds. And doing that through the power of praise gets us in a zone where we can kick the devil back to hell where he came from. And, you know, no matter what those strongholds may be, it may be a family thing that you've carried with you your whole entire life, that you were abused as a child, or that you're stuck in a string of drugs or whatever it is. But there is a greater life awaiting you if you have not received it, and that is the power of God.
Amen.
And the ability that he gives us to tread on those nasty
yes.
serpents and those nasty things that we hear in the back of our mind that we're not good enough.
Right.
I'm here to tell you that through the grace of God, we are good
Amen.
Enough. We are children of the King.
You know, that scripture is for someone out there. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I have given you, that's you, dear one out there, given you the power and the authority to trample down these works of the devil coming against you. Don't receive the abuse, dear one, whoever you are. Don't take it in. Don't believe the lie. Believe the truth. And we're going to talk about the spirit of truth in John chapter 14, verse 15. Starting there, John 14:15, in just a moment. How great is our God anyway? How great is he? Most of you know this song. We even do this at Nursing Home Ministry, so you can just sing along.
Age to age,
Amen. How great is our God. Just praise Him right now with us. How great is our God. He's so amazing, so wonderful. He's got a plan for your life. How great is our God. This Almighty God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all God, all God. We've talked, gave you this example many times here on the air, but if you think of water, every molecule of water on this planet is two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. Two molecules of hydrogen, one part oxygen, H2O. You can see water in the form of liquid. You can see it in the form of ice. You can see it in the form of steam. But every molecule is still H2O. God the Father, the operator of heaven, sitting there, you know, running the place, you know, running the orchestra, conducting the orchestra. Jesus, who came to this earth, the Son of God, still all God, took on some humanity, but still God. Ah, then you have the Holy Spirit, the one who is our gift. It's the gift that we've been given. Let's go to John 14, verse 15, because the disciples were very upset. They realized that Jesus was about, things were about to change. There was a shift coming. The change was that Jesus was about to go to the cross and die for them and for all of us. And then, of course, rise from the dead 3 days later. But in John 14, verse 15, He's talking to them, and He's also talking to us. If you love Me, show it by doing what I've told you. I'll talk to the Father. He'll provide you another friend. We mentioned last week that word is, I pronounce it parakletos. Pastor Jim, our Hebrew and Greek scholar, says it is pronounced parakletos. That's it, parakletos. And the word is translated in the Message Bible, friend. In some, the Greek word, the parakletos, means one called alongside to help. That's what it means. A friend. Think about that. A friend is called alongside to help you if you need a friend, right? And we all need friends. The friend here means seven things. This word in Greek, which we also mentioned last week. This is a little review if you missed it. That Jesus said, I'm going to send you a friend. Parakletos, and it means one called alongside to help. And so His name means seven things. It means advocate. It means comforter. Boy, there's so many times in our life we need the comforter, right? It means counselor. He's the best counselor there is. It means helper, intercessor. It means strengthener, standby. It means all of these things. That's who He is, our helper, our intercessor, our strengthener, our standby, our advocate, our counselor, our comforter. All of those attributes are wrapped up in the word parakletos, which means friend. And Jesus said, you all don't get so upset. He said, now let's look in verse 18. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. I'm just a little while. The world will no longer see Me, but you're going to see Me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. You see, with the death of Jesus on the cross and then the rising from the dead, suddenly everything changed for those disciples. They finally got it through their heads. There was not going to be an earthly kingdom where Jesus was the king of Rome or Israel or whatever. No, He was the heavenly king, and they were going to come alive in the spirit. And that is what God wants to do in each of us. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in the Father, you're in Me, and I'm in you. Wow. The verse before that, and then I want to go to Betty and Megan here, verse 17, you know Him already. This is the Holy Spirit, because He has been staying with you and will even be in you. He's going to come and live in us, not just with us. With us. No, in us. Wow. Talk to us, Megan.
You know, I can speak in my own personal life to those scriptures because we are not alone. We are not orphans. And
Amen.
My family, you know, my family and I, we just relocated to Michigan
right.
3 months ago. And there's a reason behind that. And I'm starting to learn it. And it was tough on me at first. And pardon me, the tears are going to start coming.
It's okay.
So like the Holy Spirit to just lead that scripture out, is that I was feeling alone. You know, I left all of my family behind in Indiana, my mom and my dad, and of course my husband's family. There's no one close here. There's nothing that feels, it didn't feel safe because I felt like there was not that security blanket. And the mm-hmm. Lord kept like knocking on my door going, Megan, you're not alone. Hello, I'm right here. I'm all you need. I'm all you need.
Right.
And, you know, trying to go through life, I was trying to find a job, trying to line things up so that we could have some changes in our finances. And nothing, I'm going to tell you right now, people, nothing fell into place until I submitted again. And I said, Lord, okay, I'm sorry. You're all I need. You are the
Amen.
Only thing that gives me comfort. You
yes.
are the only thing
yes.
that gives me safety.
Yes.
And once that sank into my spirit, then everything was laid out in front of me. I've received a job. I'm able to go out and I'm blessing people.
Right.
Because I asked the Lord to give me something that will bless others. That
yes.
I can spread your light wherever I go. And that's what I'm doing. But until I got to that point to realize
right.
that shift had to occur in myself.
Yes.
Then,
yes.
Then the blessings flowed. I showed my faith and the blessings came forth.
Woo! And you know what? That's the place where God wants us to get to. That
right.
surrender of, okay, God, I may not like my change in circumstances right now, but I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be and that you're going to be the one right there being my strengthener, my standby, my friend, the one called alongside to help me. Holy Spirit, I need what you can give me now in this time of need. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, if I can, because when your daughter cries, you cry too.
Oh, is that what happens? Okay.
Sometimes it does. I think what she's talking about is the spirit of truth.
It is the spirit of truth, yes.
And it's just, you know, we think that we're so abandoned and we're alone. And people have to, I think in their own minds, they have to see or touch it to believe it.
Right.
But I tell you, when you are, I'm going to try to do this, but when you see your family drive away.
Yeah, it's hard. Very hard.
And you, or you leave Mark and Candy and,
right.
and little Joel.
Yeah.
Is you feel alone. You feel like that there's nothing left.
Right.
But then in your heart, there's this overwhelming spirit that comes on
yes,
you.
Yes.
I mean, I don't. There's no words to describe it, Pastor and Megan, is that he encompasses.
Yes, he does.
With his feathers,
mm-hmm.
with his, the, and that's why they call him the comforter.
The comforter.
Because at those points and times in our life.
Right.
And if you go back to the scripture in 15, it says, if you love me.
Right.
Show it by doing what
if
I
you love me. Yes. If you love me. That's the whole thing right there. That's
yes,
the key.
If you love me, show
right.
it. Show it by doing what I told you.
Right.
And that's where sometimes we fail him. Because he's told me, and I know why I am where I am, because he's told me. And but I didn't believe him. I thought, oh, no, Lord, I'm gonna, you know, I gotta get going on my own. I'm gonna go down this path. No. No, no, no. Don't go down that path. Let me show you. You've told me that you love me. Now let me
right.
show you.
Right.
Let me show you what I want you to do.
Right.
And then within, you know, just like with Megan and what, you know, what has happened to her, it's like, okay, God, I give it all to you.
Right.
I'm taking everything that I have and I'm giving it to you.
Yes.
You handle it because I can't. And it's just in a matter, a suddenly moment.
Right.
It's just someone texts you or someone calls you or you hear something, you know, you have a prayer request come through or whatever. And it's like, see, I told you, Betty Lou, exactly what I want you
yes,
to do.
Yes, exactly.
And he says, it's because you love me.
Right. It's because you love. And when and that's the key to getting, we said a few minutes ago, number one was beginning to praise God. And to, if you want the presence of God, I guess that's what we're talking about today. I didn't know these things would be bullet points, but I can see that they are. But the first one is that you just begin to praise him for who he is and begin to just stir up that spirit of the living God within you. And the second one is that you just fall in love with him. We did a song this morning, Falling in Love with Jesus. Oh, I just love that song. Falling in Love with Jesus. I don't have it on CD so that I can play it today, but I'm going to try to make that happen soon. Because that's what it's all about, is falling in love with him to such an extent that you want to spend time with God, that you don't want to neglect your relationship with God, that you want to grow it. Talk to us, Megan. Talk to us. Falling in love with Jesus. And the song says, the best thing I ever did.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, the love only gets stronger the more you put into it. Because, and what I mean by that, is that you are opening up yourself. You're making yourself submittable. You're surrendering. And let me tell you that you will have to surrender more than one time in your life. Been there, done that.
Oh,
we all
yeah.
All three of us have.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So it's not just one.
Right.
In this walk. But it's opening yourself up to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely it is.
And you get in that zone when you're in that moment of praise.
Right.
And that's when you feel the shift. That's
right.
When you feel the shift come over you, is what Mom was talking about, is that feeling of warmth. And it may be different for other people how they feel the Holy Spirit, but for me, it's a warmth and it's a comfort.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that our spirits need. It's something that we need to make us feel safe, to help
right.
us feel safe, to help us grow. We need to always be looking for more of his love wherever we go. We
Absolutely.
Need to constantly search it out.
You know, it reminded me of my trip this last few days to Texas to visit my kids, Mark, my son, and his wife, Candy, and then the new baby, Joel. And, you know, when you see pictures of a baby, and you see that he's changing, he's growing, whatever, and you see smiles and all that, that's one thing. But when you're in the presence of that baby, like we need to be in the presence of Almighty God, when you're in the presence of him and you're the one that's laughing at him and he's laughing out loud at you, and you just feel that warmth and you just pick him up and hold him up against you and you just love him. That's I'm talking about me, Nana, Florida here. And you just love him so much and he responds and he just isn't afraid of you or anything. He hasn't seen you much, but he's not afraid. And he just lets you hold him and he giggles and he laughs. And he looks at you with those eyes of love. That is the same as when we have pulled away from God and we come back and we just look into his eyes and say, God, I just want to spend time with you. And he's giggling and laughing because he loves to spend time with us. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, you know, that's exactly what a father does.
Right.
He is welcoming. He is giving you whatever you need. He is giving you the opportunity to relinquish the things that bother you.
Right,
he
exactly.
is there for you to talk to. He's
mm-hmm.
there to listen. And once you relinquish that, the things that you're going through,
right.
You feel this overwhelming sense of joy.
Yeah, joy.
You know, and you think, well, but I don't understand. I cry because you have someone who's taken your burden.
Right.
And he's made them light. And he's taken your sadness and he's turned it into gladness. He's taking your sorrow and giving you joy. So you see, he's taking all of the things that hurt us, like a heavenly father does, or even our earthly fathers do, is they try to make the hurt a little less.
Yeah.
But God takes it and he completely turns it. There's a change in atmosphere.
Right.
There's a change of heart. There's a change of mind. There's a change of attitude towards what you're facing. If you're facing a financial debacle right now, is that God is working on your behalf.
Right.
And that's what dads do. I mean, I'm a mom, but I know what my dad and what my Heavenly Father has done for me.
Right.
My daddy God is on point for me. He is, you know, he's keeping me from things that I have no idea he's keeping me from.
Yes.
I know there's been a couple of times when we were traveling to Michigan, but he kept us out of accidents because he stood in the gap for us. He stood there for us. He was there. He's been there all the time.
Yeah.
He's there all the time. And he keeps us safe. He keeps us comfortable. Yeah, sometimes it is a little uncomfortable, but he's tweaking us. He's taking and cutting off the dead so that we can live, so that we can be alive again. And that's just what he does.
Woo! Holy Spirit, come fill this place. CC Winans, make this your prayer and ask God to fill your heart to a new dimension, a new place in him during this show today. Holy Spirit, come fill this place.
Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Longing just to hear from you. My soul is waiting to know someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and set us free?
Oh, yes. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. And that's the cry of our hearts today on this show. Lord, come and fill all those empty places in us. Come and fill that area in us that can only be filled by you. That void that sometimes we feel when we feel hurt or abandoned or orphaned or maybe somebody out there has had a spouse that has just turned on them or cheated on them or whatever the case may be. There are going to be those times in life where we feel like our world has come crashing down. And we want God to come and fill all those places and to bring the peace and joy. I love those lines where it says, I just need your peace. I just need your joy. Oh, hallelujah. Talk to us, Megan. That's what we need. We need God to just fill us up anew right now with him.
Oh, Pastor, we do. And there are so many people in the world that are hurting right now. So many people that think
yes.
that what they've done in their life is not good enough and that they can't appear in front of the Lord and ask for forgiveness. And that's not the case at all. He is here.
Amen.
Now. He is here. He is everywhere. And just because you have made mistakes, just because you felt that you're unworthy of his love, I'm here to tell you, you're dead wrong.
Right.
Because that's the reason that Jesus died on the cross.
Yes.
Is that he took all of your sins and he forgives everything. And he wants to forgive you. He wants you in his kingdom.
Right.
And so there's no reason to wait. Now is the time because the Lord could come back tonight. The Lord could come
right.
back in the morning. And
right.
you need to be ready because you don't want to be left behind.
Right.
And, you know, I am so grateful that God put Jesus on this earth and that he took on all of our sins.
Amen.
And the magnitude of that, it's
huge.
Hard to put words to.
Right.
It is. It's huge. And, you know, Jesus was perfection in the eyes of God.
Right.
And, you know, as humans, we are not perfect.
Right.
And the Lord knows that. And that's why he sent Jesus to this earth. So reach out today and make a decision. Make the best decision of your life that you're going today to start living for him. And watch your situation change immediately.
Amen, because it will. Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
We're going to talk more about this in our second hour, which is coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to have to do station ID in just a moment. Betty, would you tell everybody about our Facebook post and why we do it and when we do it?
Well, I tell you what, we have probably one of the most prominent people that you can listen to on Facebook. It's Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon Hope Ministries. She does a Facebook post. Is it every Tuesday?
It's actually Thursday mornings now,
Thursday mornings
9:30 or 10. Seems to work out better for my schedule. So that's what I shoot for now, Thursday mornings at 9:30 or 10.
She brings forth the Word of God, hashtag, you know, promises, hashtag. Look for those hashtags, and
yeah.
you can tell them how to get on there. I am the Facebook critiquer for the Facebook post. So
yes,
I know
you are.
Listened to them, and I tell you what, it is a breath of fresh air, you know, midweek, you know, after hump day on Wednesday, on Thursday. It's just like, okay, what's next? It's those Facebook posts that brings the truth, brings the word, and brings encouragement that only the Holy Spirit can do through Pastor Marcia McAllister. I encourage you to get on Facebook and share those posts. Share if it gives you something, it gives you encouragement, share it with someone
That's
else
right.
that might encourage them.
Yeah, we encourage you to share it. The response has been excellent. When the weeks that I'm out of town, like last week, I don't get one done. But usually it's every Thursday morning. And you can go to just Beacon of Hope Ministries, and it's the one with the lighthouse that's got a lot of colors in it, and you'll find them all there since January. There's tons of them. Last week was hashtag helper. The week before that was hashtag trade it in. And I would encourage you to get that one, the hashtag trade it in, if you have not been listening to our Facebook post. Megan, did you have any comment on that or anything you'd like to say about encouraging people to watch them? They're 15 or 20 minutes, just whatever
yeah,
I feel
and
like.
They're,
they're not long, and but they're powerful, and it's things that we need to hear, because it's Bible truth. It is the Lord talking to us through you. And, you know, just because you maybe have been a Christian for years and you think, oh, you know, I'm good. No, you need to fill your spirit. And that's the way to do it, is through the Facebook post.
Absolutely. So we encourage you, go to Beacon of Hope Ministries and look up all of those. There's tons of them that we've done this year, probably 30 or 40, I would guess. So just go there, and that's a good way to get into the Word of God. And even listening to these shows, past shows, you can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts, and then go down to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and you can listen to shows you've missed. There's tons of them right here on Tantalk Network and on our website, bohmglobal.com. And we've got that Thursday night show, Megan. I know that you and Betty listen to that quite a bit, Go Yard. Do you want to mention that briefly?
Absolutely. It's Thursday night, live. You and Dr. Angel Falzoni, licensed PhD and mental health counselor, and you as Mama Mac. And, you know, you guys have been on the air, over 2 years now?
No, we're in our fourth year.
Oh, my, whoa. Okay, time is
going. Fourth year. We're in our fourth year.
Well, that's praise God, because, you know, it is a show that is about what we handle in life on a daily basis. And you guys are giving advice on how to handle those situations. And it's basically free guidance. So
it is.
Everybody needs to check it out.
Check it out. Thursday nights right here on TantalkNetwork.com, 106.1. FM and 104.3 FM. So